Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 2, His Efficacy. He took her by the hand and called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately. Luke 8, verses 54 and 55. My young cousin has a big heart for the untouchables of society. Carla is in her early 20s. She gets together with a group of church friends her age, and they head to obscure areas of the large metropolitan city where they live to minister to the many people who live in the cold under dark bridges. They bring blankets, food, and a big smile to the homeless, helpless, and hopeless of society. Jesus was always attracted to the untouchables. Jairus' daughter and the bleeding woman have several things in common. Both are female in a society that didn't really value women. Both are sick and dying. The girl was 12 years old and the woman who had been sick for 12 years. The woman and the girl's dad both fall at Jesus' feet. Jesus speaks to both of them about believing and being made well, saved. Surprisingly, the woman and the girl are both called daughters. The girl is Jairus' daughter, and the woman is called Jesus' daughter. One of the strongest links between both stories is the fact that they are both untouchable. There were many rules forbidding anybody to touch the sick or the dead. Due to her condition, no one was allowed to come in contact with a bleeding woman in order not to become unclean themselves. Yet she touched Jesus, and instead of making him unclean, he made her whole. By the time Jesus gets to Jairus' house, his daughter has died, and once again, Jesus touches the untouchable. Taking her hand, which would have made him unclean, he said, "Child, arise," and her spirit returned. Luke 8, verses 54 and 55. Perhaps you are at your wit's end today, or maybe you have a child or grandchild who is deemed untouchable by the rest of society. Amazingly, Jesus specializes in touching the untouchables. You cannot make him unclean. On the contrary, he will make you or your child whole. Don't ever be afraid to come to Jesus just as you are, no matter how unclean, destitute, or untouchable you may feel. This is the efficacy of Jesus. His touch gives life.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!